WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano.
We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either.
Former FBI Director James Comey, in a video reacting to his indictment on charges of lying to Congress and obstructing justice during Senate testimony 5 years ago. Comey asserted his innocence and said there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump. Correspondent Scott McFarlane reports the indictments followed Trump's public call on the Justice Department to take action on Comey.
This is going to unleash some scorching criticism of the Department of Justice for shattering a number of norms and protocols. The president, in so many words, urged a prosecution of James Comey less than a week ago. The prosecutor in charge of the investigation was ousted. A Trump White House aide was put in charge, and days later, she's the one signing the charging documents submitted to the court.
Comey will appear in federal court October 9. Bryson DeChambeau will lead off in foursomes for the Americans at the Ryder Cup in New York today. The White House says President Trump will attend. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has summoned hundreds of U.S. generals from around the world to come to Virginia this week. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
Rear General West Clark says a meeting on such short notice and of this size is rare.
800, 900 generals and admirals, a lot of people.
But President Vance doesn't agree.
It's not particularly unusual that generals who report to the Secretary of War and then to the President of the United States are coming to speak with the Secretary of War.
And President Trump doesn't think it's a big deal either.
The fact that we're getting along with the generals and admirals from all, I'm the President of Peace.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will open today's session of the UN General Assembly. Middle East analyst Aaron David Miller says Netanyahu has the wind at his back from the European Union.
The EU is Israel's largest trading partner. They've chosen to stay away from sanctions. They haven't suspended the Israeli-EU Trade Association agreement. They haven't canceled the Free Trade Accord. They've virtue signaled.
Amazon has reached a $2.5 billion settlement with the Federal Trade Commission, which said Amazon tricked customers into signing up for Prime memberships and then made it difficult to cancel. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says $1.5 billion of that settlement will go to affected consumers.
There is going to be a third party that Amazon is required to pay. That's actually a part of the suit settlement, and that third party will oversee the distribution of money. It's likely going to be about $50, give or take.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presenting Again Fling's love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
There's a disturbing story from Mexico as U.S. and Mexican authorities arrest a cartel leader who allegedly ran a gruesome baby trafficking ring.
Marta Alicia Mendez Aguilar is known as La Diabla. Senior intelligence officials tell CBS News her Jalisco New Generation cartel in northern Mexico lured pregnant women to remote areas and performed cesarean sections on them. They allegedly harvested the dead mother's organs and sold the babies to couples in the U.S. for as much as $14,000. The director of the National Counterterrorism Center says it's an example of what cartels will do to diversify their revenue streams. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
UK Prime Minister Keith Starmer plans to introduce free digital ID for both citizens and others legally in the country in a bid to curb illegal migration. His statement says it will make it easier for the vast majority of people to use vital government services, adding digital ID will be mandatory for right-to-work checks. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
partly cloudy today with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. Could see a little fog overnight. Our low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
She's got it. Yeah, baby, she's got it. back to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Thank you. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
WRJN.
for the green and gold.
on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
tonight. I'm taking everything in sight. I'm zipping the strings of my kite. I'll just take your glasses.
WRJN.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart. Just wait.
that your laughter cannot hide, and you're afraid to let your eyes meet mine. And lately, when I love you, I know you're not satisfied. Woman, have you got cheating on your mind? On your mind. I've seen the way men look at you when they think I don't see, and it hurts to have them think that you're that kind. But it's knowing that you're looking back that's really
98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
What a day for a daydream. What a day for a daydreaming boy. And I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy. And even if time ain't really on my side, it's one of those days for taking a walk outside.
I'm blowing the day to take a walk in the sun and follow my face on somebody's new mowed lawn. I've been having a sweet dream. I've been dreaming since I woke up today. It's tiring me in my sweet dream, 'cause she's the one makes me feel this way. And even if time is passing me by a lot, I couldn't care less about the dues you say I got. Tomorrow I'll pay the dues for dropping my loan, a pie in the face for being a sleepy bulldog. For a daydream, custom made for a daydreaming boy. I'm lost in a daydream, dreaming about my bundle of joy.
Always man. me how much you miss me. When the last time I saw you, you wouldn't even kiss me. That rich guy you've been seeing must have put you down. So welcome back, baby, to the poor side of town. To him, you were nothing but a little plaything. Not much more than an overnight fling. Thing this boy had ever found. And girl, it's hard to find nice things on the poor side of town. I can't blame you for trying. I'm trying to make it too. Just can't make it without you. So tell me, are you gonna stay now? Will you stand by me, girl, all the way now? With you by my side, keep us down. Together we can make it, baby, from the poor side of town.
WZTI
CBS
Greenfield.
News Brief. Former FBI Director James Comey's posted a response to Instagram after he was indicted on federal charges of making a false statement and obstructing a congressional proceeding.
I'm innocent, so let's have a trial and keep the faith.
President Trump's announced a brand new round of tariffs on imports. CBS's Jesse Mitchell.
The president is slapping the largest tariff, 100%, on pharmaceuticals, unless a company is in the process of building a manufacturing facility in the U.S., while the others range from 25 to 50%.
They include upholstered furniture and heavy trucks. We're learning more about the 29-year-old suspect who officials say shot and killed himself after Wednesday's deadly shooting at an ICE field office in Dallas. Special Agent in Charge Joe Rothrock.
Based on our investigation to date, we believe Jan acted alone. But I'll stress our investigation continues.
Officials say the suspect left behind notes calling out the agency. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.